The Antico Alliance in Egypt has called for the escalation of 15-month-old street protests calling for the reinstatement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Muslim Brotherhood movement also issued a statement rejecting reconciliation efforts with whom it described as bloody coup leaders, pointing to the government of now President and former Defense Minister Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. In response, Prime Minister Ibrahim Mahlib was quoted by press statements as saying that there can be no reconciliation with whom he described as a terrorist organization in reference to the Brotherhood.
If the government is not responsive to initiatives apparently from that side, I think there is a reason for this. Apparently the Brotherhood is choosing another direction.
What looks like a potentially devastating zero-sum game came despite the occurrence of several recent developments which increased speculation that reconciliation could be in the making. Several Brotherhood figures, including the group's top lawyer, won their freedom last week. On Wednesday, a spokesman for the Ministry of Transitional Justice said the government will achieve reconciliation once a parliament is elected. This in accordance with President Sisi's repeated remarks that the Egyptian public is the only party entitled to accept or choose the path of reconciliation. This past week had also seen an attempt to bridge the gaps via initiatives by former members of the Antico Alliance. The initiatives called on the Brotherhood to recognize Sisi as the leader of the so-called interim period in return for the government's recognition of the Brotherhood and its Freedom and Justice Party. Observers insist that much needs to be done for Egypt to rediscover a safe track, especially when it comes to the youth.
There are also other segments of the population that need also to be reconciled, and I'm talking about the youth.
Youths from all streams led the People's Revolution that toppled longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak 3 years ago. Many Egyptians believe full political and social reconciliation is a must for this torn nation to move forward. But they saw this latest round of conflicting messages about reconciliation with the Brotherhood lose steam, and they cannot detect any letting down of the government's crackdown on the country's influential youth. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.